Thank you, Jesus. Can you lift your hand wherever you are this morning? Just say something to God in your own words. In your own words. It doesn't have to be a song. It can be anything. Just anyhow you feel like expressing your love for Him this morning. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. He wants to hear you. Zebolo Koboya Sakadaya. You are just a good God. That's such an amazing God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Are you excited this morning? Come on, jam your hands together, somebody. You can make a loud noise this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. How many people enjoyed the IWOF conference? I mean, it was amazing. And today is the final teaching for it. Look, if you missed that conference, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, man. Hallelujah. I mean, God just took us from level to level. You know, it has been long I sat under such consistent teaching of the word. Are you here, somebody? And it pained me that some people don't take things like that seriously. You know, we don't take things. Some people don't take those things seriously. But you need to grow your faith. You need your faith. Amen. I said amen. Number one thing you need to note is that the just lives by faith. As Christians, as born-again Christians, we all live by faith. That's how we are meant to live. So this is, you know, I'm just trying to show you reasons why you shouldn't have missed that meeting if you missed it. And even if you attended, please try and listen to the message again. And even if you didn't attend, whatever, listen to the message again. You can't catch the depth of what was taught in one hearing. The Bible says faith comes by what? Hearing and what? Hearing. So you must hear and hear. That's how faith is built up. So number one, the just lives by faith. Every Christian is meant to live by faith. So faith is not just one abstract thing. It's not just one special thing we want to introduce to you or we need to introduce to you. No. Every born-again Christian needs to live by faith. We are created to live by faith. The just shall live by what? Faith. So this kind of meeting is not something you say if I have time. No, you make time because it's a very crucial thing. So number one, we live by faith. And interestingly, say you live, the just shall live by His faith. So that's point number two. So point number one is that as believers, we must live by faith. Point number two is that you will need your own faith. You will need what? Your own faith. They said the just shall live by His faith. Not just general faith. How shall the just live? Look at it here. But the just, the second line. But the just shall live by what? Whose faith? Whose faith? Personalize it. Whose faith? How are you going to live? You see, if that is not mentioned, it looks like, oh, we live by faith generally. No. You will live by what? Your own faith. This is what makes a lot of people struggle. They want to live off somebody else's faith. No, the just shall live by His faith. Most of what we like in Africa is for somebody to pray for us. We like that. You know, we're trying to live off somebody else's faith. And I get that. I get the idea. As Africans, we are prone to laziness. Africans are prone to laziness. So, hey, if somebody else can have faith, why do I need to have my own? Let me just live off. How many of you have friends that are users like that? You know, they just want to use you. They want to, instead of them to get their own. Say, since you get. Do you know friends like that? Do you know people like that? Instead of me to work hard and get my own house, let me squat with you. That'll be okay for a while until your presence in that house becomes inconveniencing. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Why should I get my own car? We live around the same area and we walk around and say, let me ride with you. That becomes okay until the day I'm not going to work. Or the day I change where I work. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Trust me, it's easier for me to ride with you. That way, when the car has fault, I just go to my house. And you go to the mechanic and fix. I'll call you and say, on Sunday night, yeah, you don't fix the car. Because I'm riding with you on Monday. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. All that will be okay until I stop going your route. Until I move out from that area. Until I say I'm not even using my car again. The thing about riding with somebody else's faith is that one day, it will not be accessible to you. Somebody get what I'm saying? It will not be what? Accessible to you. Then you will hang. The just lives by his faith. So you will need your own faith. You can't always live off secondhand faith. You can't always live off a powerful person praying for you. That's not how Christianity is designed. And I've said this a million times. Some people, you know, I pray that your ears will be open. You will understand it in the name of Jesus. Africans struggle with these things. Why should I build my own faith? As long as I have a powerful person that can build his faith, I join my faith to his faith. There's no such thing. The just shall live by his own faith. Nobody's going to carry you forever. Are you here, somebody? When you give birth to your child, at some stage you carry the child. Am I correct? But there will come a stage, it'll be awkward. Who has a grown child here? Sasha, is your dad around? Please stand up, sir. Sasha's dad. Is it okay? Is it him I'm talking to? Yes. Sasha, stand up. This is Sasha's dad. By the way, Sasha is single. She didn't tell me to say it, but I'm a pastor. I can say anything I like.